Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on patient Tina Newell, date of birth 9/1/1966, date of procedure April 19, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. Referring physician is Dr. Rosalia Cuozzo. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare. Colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy and hemocolon deployment times 3. As well as tattoo placement. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy or extent of the patient. Period. The patient is brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. Digital rectal exam is monitored while lubricated lumbar video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and events and direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. The colon was tortuous and did require a good amount of counterpressure to reach the cecum. Period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Bob Perp score was graded as a 4, 1-2-1. Suboptimal to poor prep. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was an approximately 15 millimeter sessile fecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, comma. The defect was three clips were deployed over the defect with good hemostasis achieved. Next slide. There was an approximately 2 centimeter flat and pale sessile polyp in a very difficult position given the tortuosity of the colon as well as the abdominal breathing. Attempts were made to remove the polyp in one piece with a hot snare. However, given the significant amount of abdominal breathing, resection was unable to be achieved. Cold biopsy were obtained in this area, and a tattoo was placed just distal to the polyp. Next line. There was an approximately 5 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Boston Bob prep score was graded as a 4, 1-2-1, port prep. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend referral to Orlando Health care for removal of the hepatic flexure polyp with EMR. Next line. Next line is follow-up in office as previously scheduled.